Hi there, and welcome to the Engage Customer Podcast, where you'll discover the latest insights, opinions, and trends within the industry. This podcast is proudly sponsored by Salesforce, the world's number one service platform. With Salesforce, you have a 360-degree view of your customers, empowering agents and making interactions easy for your customers. The result? Deeper customer relationships built on intelligence, empathy, and trust. Visit sfdc.co/customer-service to find out more.
Today, our editor, Lizzie Acas, is delighted to be joined by Joseph Bradala, Community Manager at Forza Football, case study presenter at our 2019 Customer Engagement Summit. Forza is one of the world's largest and fastest growing live score football apps with more than 12 million downloads. Joseph is currently leading an innovative project whereby users can contribute data directly into the app and take ownership of theirs and other users' experience, gaining a big advantage in what is a highly competitive area.
Hi Joseph, it's lovely to speak with you today. You are the User and Community Relations Manager at Forza Football, and it was great to hear you speak about your case study, Customer Retention. It's a team game at our Customer Engagement Summit in November. Today we're going to be delving a little deeper and expanding on some of the key points that you made in your case study talk. And if you're ready, let's get started.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm ready, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Lovely, thank you. So just to kick us off, can you give us an introduction to Forza Football for our listeners that may not be familiar?
Yeah, absolutely. So Forza Football is a live score football app. So you basically can use it to check the scores for all your favourite teams, check out when their next matches are, get notifications about what's going on, look at the players and their statistics. It's based in Gothenburg in Sweden. It's been around since 2012. We kind of aim to make an app that's nice, sleek, easy to use, and that keeps you quickly updated with everything that's going on with your favourite football teams.
Amazing, thank you. And what does a day in the life of your role look like?
I come into the office about 8-ish, and we have breakfast at the office, which is really nice. So I have breakfast with some of my colleagues and chat about the day. And then I hop onto Intercom because we use Intercom, and I check what some of the tickets are and see if there have been any problems. And if there have been any big problems, I'll highlight them with the developers on Slack, and I'll just go through and probably check our reviews as well on the iOS and the Android apps, or just to kind of get a good feel for what's going on. I usually throughout the day have various different meetings. I'm also a coach, which means that I work with other people in the content team here, and sometimes I'll have one-on-one meetings with them to see how things are going with them. I also spend time talking to, I think we'll go into this in a bit, but the people who report into our app and the clubs who report into our app, and chat with them about how things are going, what they think about the tool. Maybe they had a game last night. I might check in and see how the game went with them, or send them some information about we saw that you won 2-0. How did the game go? Just to kind of keep a nice relationship. I think one of the most important things I do every day is make sure that I'm talking directly myself personally to people who are using the apps that we have. And then also we have a feature called Discover in the app, which we use to highlight what's going on in big matches or small matches, whatever. But we can tell people what's in, like we can say, this match is being played tonight. Here's some fun information about it, maybe some fun facts. These are the players you want to watch out for. And so I'll make those stories because I'm part of the content team. And then I might do some stuff on social media too. So I have quite a mixed role, and I really enjoy doing it.
That sounds brilliant. Thank you. And just following on from that, what do you think the future looks like for customer engagement in your industry?
I am a millennial, so I try and think of things through sort of the millennial prism as much as I can. And I think in most industries now, because of the way that the internet is, there are at least five versions of everything, right? So if you're using a service, you can probably find that service somewhere else. So something needs to make it stand out. And for me, that's having... I want to feel like I have some kind of stake in the services that I use, and whether that's by maybe I listened to the GiftGap talk at the conference, and they discussed they have a system where users can share comments with each other, or they can say, I've got this problem. Has anyone else had this problem? I want to feel like I'm not alone using a product, and I want to feel like the people who have the product, the creators of the product, are listening, are involving you in the process, and it feels like a more of a two-way street than just I pay for this service, I do what I do with the service, and I never interact with the people who make it. I think apps especially can be very personal. Football, where I work, is very personal. People have their teams who they love and they care about. And I think having as much of a personal touch and one where users feel properly engaged and part of the process of the product makes a huge difference.
Amazing, thank you. And can you also give us an overview of your case study from the November Summit?
Yeah, of course. So at Boards, we have a mission, and we're very proud of that mission, which is to try and cover all the football matches in the world. We have that on our website, so we're very proud of doing it. And in the world of football apps, I mean, in everything, basically, there's a lot of competition. And so all football apps have a lot of similarities with each other, so they do different things to try and stand out. And from our point of view, what we want to do is we want to be that app where you can find all the information. And we want to do that by getting information from as many different places as possible. So my case study was kind of going over that and talking about the projects that we've done towards that goal, towards our overall goal to cover every football match in the world. Or we want to make football available to everyone, basically. So we want it to feel like whether you play for a 10th division club in Sweden or a Premier League club, you feel like your games are available to people all over the world.
That's great, thank you. And can you please talk us through the 5 lessons that you highlighted in your talk?
Yep. So the first one was to don't ask customers what they want, ask them what problems they have. This is something I learned at Forza, that it's really important not to say what kind of feature do you think is going to be cool. And then they say, oh, I want this, and you make them this, and it actually doesn't really solve them the problem that they wanted. Users can only really think within a certain prism, a certain paradigm. Like the example that's always used is cup holders in cars. People who use cars weren't really asking for them, but by observing them and looking at the problem they had, which was they were putting their drink between their legs, you could work out how you make cup holders. So it's something similar. Rather than saying to a user, what kind of cool feature do you want? It's better to say, what problems do you have around following football, and then working it out from there, because then you're going to fix something that that was an issue for them, and that's going to delight them a lot more than a cool feature that's bright and shiny, but after a week they just stop using it. The second thing was to trust users and customers. So one of the things we've had at Forza is users reporting directly into the app. So lineups and goal scorers for games that were missing them. And it would be very, very easy with the goal scorer reporters or lineup reporters to watch their every move and assume they have bad intentions. But actually, what we did was occasionally for the really good users, or more and more as we got more and more people reporting, we saw that their behavior was in general fantastic. They were really trying to, they had great intentions every time. And when mistakes were made, they were nearly always that they spelt a player's name wrong, or they got the timing of the goal off by 2 minutes. It wasn't that they were being deliberately destructive. It's similar to Wikipedia. So we decided to trust them and let some of them report directly into the app and then post-verify them. So then they feel that trust, they feel like they're part of the team and they feel like they're included. They don't feel like they're someone from outside who we're watching over doing their every step. Observe users using your product. We use a fantastic service called Lookback, which means that you can watch a user using our app and watch where they're tapping on the screen, which is great because sometimes you ask them to perform a task, like, I don't know, search for a team. And they're looking and they're looking, and you can see their face with this thing, and you can also see them kind of looking around on the screen to work out where they're going to press. And then you see, okay, there's a problem here. And that's a lot better than just asking what's wrong, actually watching them to do things and seeing where the problem points come up. Make sure you know what is essential for your users was 4, which is that we thought to ourselves when we were working on this project, if we're going to get users to put data into the app, what are the absolute essential things? Because we don't want to say, okay, you can report everything right now, everything that's going on in a football match. If a player sneezes, if the referee warns them, what are the key things that we can start and work on and see if this works? And we found that it was lineups and goal scorers, and that's why we started with that kind of reporting. And then the last one was small gestures can go a long way. So we tried to build a community around these users. We tried to make them feel like they were part of the team to some extent, which is kind of what I was talking about earlier with the future. And sending them a scarf, writing them a personalised letter, sending them some Forza football stickers, that made a huge difference. And they'd share that on social media, and then that would get other people interested in the app. So it was a very small thing for us, but it meant quite a lot to a user. And the more you do that, the more you wow people, the more people think like this company actually thinks a bit about me and they think about what I'm doing for them. They don't just tick me off on a list. And those are the five.
Absolutely. Thank you. That sounds brilliant. And just following on from that, what part of your case study are you most proud of?
I think it's building the community around the reporting tools, because it was a lot of disparate users from all over the place reporting on all kinds of different things, but we got the best ones of them, the ones who were doing the most, the highest volume and best quality of reporting. We got them all into a group and they started sharing their thoughts with each other and chatting to one another. And I started to facilitate the community more than having like a report, someone who likes reporting here, someone who likes reporting over there. It felt like getting people into a group together and being friendly and learning from one another, and was fantastic, and I was very proud of that.
That's lovely, thank you. And just to finish us off, can you give us any insight into what we might see next from Forza Football in this area?
I mean, as I said, our mission is to make football available for everyone. So it's working hard, especially in the field of women's football, where we've already really tried to... We went to France last summer to be a visible presence there. We spoke to women's football fans there. We've done a lot of work on women's football, and we want to keep growing that and getting it better and better, because women's football at all levels is fantastic, and it has a great deal of potential. And it's very underappreciated, I think. And we have the tools to hopefully improve the coverage and make our users see that, like, if they're a Chelsea fan, they can follow the women's and the men's team and they get double the excitement. And that women's football is just more football, right? So people who use our app love football. I love football. It's just more and more football, and that's great. You can enjoy it more. You can love football more if there's more of it, I think.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much. And what a wonderful note to end on. Those are all of the questions that I have for you today. I hope everyone listening has enjoyed this discussion. Thank you for tuning in. And thank you so much again, Joseph. It's been brilliant to speak with you and hear more about this.
No problem. Thank you.